Proclamation number 3352, dated the December 1st, 1944. Childship to God. Tremendous suffering on earth. In order to gain childship on earth, the human being must shape himself into love and thereby enable himself to already establish union with God on earth, so that he will enter the spheres of light in a completely mature state when he passes away from earth. Hence his soul must have become so purified through kind-hearted activity that God himself can take abode in it and his spirit unites with the Father Spirit. In that case, the human being will have fulfilled his task on earth completely and achieved his goal and, as a being of light, will have found entry into the spiritual realm, where it will subsequently create and work. However, this degree of maturity necessitates a complete renunciation of material possessions. This fusion with the eternal deity is impossible as long as the person still clings to matter, since his heart is not entirely cleansed from cravings and therefore not yet prepared for the acceptance of the divine spirit. Then the human being will have to accept much suffering in order to accomplish the soul's final refinement, and therefore much suffering will be imposed upon extremely benevolent and devout people so that the soul's refinement can take place. Where people are burdened by particularly harsh suffering and nevertheless profound faith is displayed, the soul might have chosen a particularly difficult life for itself in order to attain the final goal on earth, the childship to God. This goal must be aspired to and reached on earth and will always necessitate the most arduous living conditions, because the soul must enter the kingdom of the beyond completely pure and unadulterated, and this calls for a particularly effective process of purification. Suffering is always the means of help in order to attain the spiritual goal. It shall lead towards God if the soul is still disinclined towards God, or it shall purify and crystallize the soul, so that it can come close to God as the purest being in order to be able to enter into the most blissful union with Him. Suffering and love must always work together towards deifying a person on earth. Consequently, a loving human being should not fear suffering but humbly take it upon himself, bearing in mind the high goal he can reach on earth. For he has chosen his earthly path himself in realization that it will help him attain highest maturity if his will does not offer resistance. Nevertheless, the delights of the childship to God make up for all suffering in earthly life a thousandfold. And the time on earth is short, it is like a moment in the span of eternity. And as soon as a person is profoundly faithful, he also can always receive the strength from God to endure everything that is imposed upon him, for then he will send his heartfelt prayer to God and God himself will give him strength and make him a conqueror of life on earth. God himself will fetch his child if it has passed its test of earthly life and departs from earth as a pure being. But his life on earth will always be characterized by love and suffering, because without it the soul will not be totally purified for admitting God into the human being's heart. This heartfelt bond with God must already take place on earth, otherwise the soul will not stand firm against the temptations of the world, nor would it achieve total purification through suffering, because it would lack the strength to bear the latter without complaining, and all grumbling or resisting still indicates a lack of complete submission to God's will. However, the soul must become as one with God. It must have the most intimate bond with Him. It must want the suffering itself and also gratefully accept it as a gift from God in realization that it pulls down the last barriers between God and itself, and that only an overcoming of them will result in the highest bliss, to become a child of God with all rights and duties. This is every person's goal on earth, but only a few attain it. Only a few are in such intimate contact with God through love that even in suffering they recognize is greater than great fatherly love which would provide them with the most blissful fate in eternity. Their fate on earth is not an enviable one, yet in the kingdom of the beyond they occupy the highest level. They are in God's immediate vicinity and therefore indescribably happy. For they can act independently according to their will, which is also always God's will. They can create at and shape and, time and again, contribute towards the redemption of that which, still being distant from God, requires the most varied creations in order to advance their development. And this is the most blissful fate which fully compensates and makes up for the suffering of earthly life and should therefore be all people's goal on earth. Amen.